Well, during this pandemic, many of us find ourselves spending time online, making connections virtually so we can stay home more. And some of us have also had the opportunity to take up or do more gardening. Grow Bemidji is a Facebook page that brings these two things together. The page encourages people to stay home and grow. It's a virtual space making an impact in the real world. Grow Bemidji has announced its first Grow Bemidji Virtual Garden Fair. It's taking place from August 19th through the 23rd. That's next week. So last week, I got together on Zoom with Vivian Morgan, Shannon Westrom, Marilyn Lee, and Christy Miller so we could learn more about the fair and how people on the site are helping each other. We started off with a couple of laughs about our situation as I asked Vivian to introduce us to the Virtual Garden Fair.
The Grow Bemidji Virtual Garden Fair is an event that just sort of brings us together for a cultural celebration. It allows people to show off the things that they have been growing all year, but it also allows everybody in a larger community sense to share the kind of fun and enjoyment that they're having in their garden at the moment that they're not getting out of everyday life.
Because COVID, right? I mean, we're all in this pandemic and it's harder to do nowadays. Christy Miller, you're providing some of the music for this event. How are you preparing for a prestigious event such as this one?
Well, I have a lot of stuff in the bag already. You know, I have stuff on YouTube. And then, of course, my late husband, Jim, and I have had plenty of recordings through the decades. So there's a lot there. However, I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet. I'm not sure if I'm going to just record something right off the top and send a link in or what. I haven't made that decision yet.
Have you played at fairs, other kinds of fairs before?
Oh, man, you know, yeah, lots of county fairs.
What was that like?
You know, it's okay. You're on a big, usually on a really large stage. And so, you know, you're two, three people, four people maybe standing up there. It's usually quite hot. So you do the best you can. And, you know, people are generally very appreciative and like the music. And
now you mentioned Jim and... You're mentioning music. Have you thought about any of his songs that you might play?
Well, you know, I was thinking that we had to be themed, you know, like garden themed or nature themed, although Vivian says, no, that's not necessarily so. But one song that comes to mind is Walking Through the Tall Pines, and he wrote that, I think, in the 80s. And that would be appropriate, and I might just throw that up there.
I think I'm going to play that song. Can you tell us about it a little bit?
Well, Jim was really, really, really good at being able to look around himself and see his environment and then, you know, bring that around and put it to music. You know, he was a heck of a poet. So he just took all his senses and wrapped it into one. And that's kind of the deal with that song, you know, because we live up here in the Pines. So he walked through the tall ones.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you play music as part of this fair. It sounds like a fun thing to do.
I think so too, yes. I'm grateful to Vivian for putting this on and getting it going.
Shannon, you're providing a demo for this event. What do you think you might do? Shannon Westrom.
I actually have a couple of ideas. One, I'm a basket maker, and there's been a lot of feuding in my house over which baskets people get to use for, you know, harvesting their goodies out of the garden. My teenagers are very much embracing their summer at home. And so, you know, they're fighting over which of the baskets I've made are the right ones to go harvest their gardens with and that sort of thing. And so maybe something, you know, like herb drying kind of a thing that would be really appropriate for people, but fairly simple. I think that could be a lot of fun. Also, I've been doing some salves and balms and things like that, harvesting stuff out of the yard. So that might be really fun, like, you know, how to do oil infusion kind of a thing or something like that. There's a number of options, so I might just come up with a few things and see what we throw out there.
Yeah, so and that seems like how this fair is going to be. We're just going to throw stuff out there and see how it goes creatively. That seems like the theme. Marilyn Lee, you are quite an artist, a fabric artist, and you create these fabulous quilts. What are you going to show people how to do as a demonstrator at the fair?
Besides quilting and my art, I also do a lot of gardening and foraging and wild foods, harvesting, preparing. The wonderful in the middle of the winter to have that taste of summer and fall. But I think that I'll probably maybe do a demo on making lacto-fermented green beans, pickles, cauliflower. It doesn't use vinegar in this recipe and extremely full of probiotics and good for you stuff. So I think I'll possibly do a demo on that.
Sounds almost like sauerkraut making.
It is actually. It's very, very much the same. And cauliflower is fantastic made that way. So I just started doing that a couple years ago, and I won't go back to vinegar-based pickles ever again after tasting these.
Do they you just keep them in the fridge when you're done?
Yeah. You just put them in the refrigerator, and they'll last like forever in there. But they probably won't last that long because you're going to eat them before, you know. But they'll keep in the refrigerator for almost forever. So
Vivian, I have to ask you, you say there are entry categories for people. Would these beans that Marilyn makes, would that be a possible entry in the fair?
Absolutely. What we're looking for are people to show their process and recipes. So if you can actually photograph your process for baking something, for preserving something, anything you like, really. And you can post that to the fair, and there is a category for that.
Nice.
So it's going to be a documentation of a recipe, basically. That's one of the categories.
And could it also be a video?
It can be a video. Yes, absolutely. A video would be lovely.
I noticed in what you promoted about this fair that a couple of the categories were like biggest vegetable, and then biggest vegetable compared to a baby, a child, a dog, a cat, or other pet.
Yes.
That is intriguing to me.
Well, it's kind of fun because I grow some very big vegetables. You can make a big vegetable look a lot bigger next to a kitten, for example. You know, what we're going to do is normally you'd have at a fair, you'd have a vegetable where you'd weigh it or measure it, or you can visually see how big it is. So we do have that. We have a category for the general biggest vegetable that needs to be measured with a tape measure to document it. And then we have this other category of comparing it to any pet that you like, just because it's fun. It's such a fun thing for kids to do, to be able to run around the garden and say, I think this is the biggest, and then to run out and put it next to their pony, their tortoise, whatever, and take a photograph. And what they'll also figure out is that there's an issue of size and scale. You can make the tomato, for example, look much bigger by changing how close it is to the camera, how far away. It's a great project for kids.
And then another category that just struck me as interesting was the Pride Goeth Before the Fall of 2020. What's that about?
Well, one of the strange things about gardening is we can get so wrapped up in, oh, I've got this, you know, giant pumpkin growing, and you end up being, you know, really proud about this one thing. And often there's a bit of a disaster that goes with that. So you can either show the vegetable that, or flower that you're most proud of, or you can show the vegetable or flower that almost made it. It's a really open category. It's one there to kind of incite some thinking.
And you have a zucchini category, of course.
Absolutely. Well, you cannot have summer in Minnesota without zucchini. Most people have a harder time stopping the zucchini growing than they do of actually capturing it at the right time and eating it. So basically, we're looking at the biggest zucchini category, and it's the category that everyone's been waiting for, because I'm just amazed how big they can get, and I cannot wait to see how big people are going to grow them. And again, you know, you can measure it or you can put it in comparison to something else. It's just for fun.
Shannon, are you a gardener?
You know, this is actually the first time we've gardened in many, many years. So we all have first year gardens that we planted. My daughters actually started a bunch of them from seed. So they are watching their plants like they're their children. Thanks. Those are 13 and 16. And it's really fantastic. I mean, my oldest, she's out there watering her gardens in the morning, checking the progress on all the plants. And the girls are just really, really embracing. And I'm thinking of all the things I wish we had planted this year and what we have to do next year. You know what I mean? And so, and we packed in the vegetables. We knew they were overfilled in the first place, but it's great. I mean, we usually travel in the summer. This year we decided we were going to stay home. And so we have just completely turned around and devoted all of our time into our remodeling projects in our garden. And we got some chickens and some rabbits and, you know, we're really here. And it's awesome to see how much they're picking up. Yeah. When I was a kid, I used to garden acres with an uncle, my sister and I, and he kind of fed the entire family. It's really great that, you know, all that's coming back to me too. And the girls are so enthusiastic about it. You know, they kind of feel guilty when they go out and pick stuff. Oh, they were, you know, a handful of peas. I'm like, eat them. You grew them, eat them. And you know, you don't have to save them. You don't have to wait on anything. Just that has been fantastic.
And Marilyn, listening to all this that Vivian was just talking about, are you thinking of entering a category yourself? Because you are a big time homesteader. You grow a lot of stuff at your place.
I do. And I was listening to all kinds of things come to mind, like the biggest, I could set it next to the red anthill, a bean, and make it really look big or yeah, different things. I did a video last year. I had a hose, a garden hose, and all the red ants thought it was the freeway. And I made little tiny stop signs and stuff and put it by the hose. And the ants were going back and forth on it. And, you know, it was funny. So, yeah, I'll probably, and I'm not sure I have to think about all this. I'll do something.
And Vivian, now how does somebody enter if they want, they must have to find the Grow Bemidji page on Facebook first and become a member, and then what do they do?
So if you go to Grow Bemidji on Facebook and enter for membership, and you'll be added in, there will be a posting coming up next week of exactly how to enter all of your categories.
So the first step somebody needs to take is to be part of the Grow Bemidji page, and then they'll get more information from that page. And is it only limited to people in Bemidji or around Bemidji who can join that page?
Anyone can join the page from anywhere in the world. And we currently have members from Uganda, France, Scotland, Germany, and Australia. We have members from the East Coast and the West Coast, from Chicago, from all over. And there are people that grow, there are people that have a very similar way of thinking that many of us do up in the Northwoods about growing and our identity around providing food.
What do you hope is going to happen with this fair? What do you think it's going to mean to people to participate?
I think that growing a community around a non-political, non-pandemic subject is something that will help us all to relieve some stress, to have something to look forward to continue a larger dialogue around things that we can control in our lives rather than the things that we cannot control, and to encourage each other to stop the division and stop the fears that happen every day and just say, hey, there's this part of our life, we can control this right now.
I think that it also is maybe bringing back more of a sense of time past where people were closer and these things were the more important things in their lives, and there was a lot slower pace to life, which is also more of a social. With technology these days, you don't spend that much time actually with people in person compared to technology, but I know I get a more of a feeling of I can't explain it,
sometimes we have to fulfill our need to work and play with other people. And sometimes through technology, we might be able to do that.
Right. That's what I mean. But it also brings back a sense of times past, even though we're doing it through technology. But having to stay home, and just like Shannon was saying too, her kids and everything, that's such a changed life compared to last summer. They're learning things that they probably may not have if this hadn't have happened. And I think it's important to come back to that feeling of the earth, and I don't know, the slower pace, and learning how to care for yourselves, which in turn you can't care for other people by doing it too, because you're sharing. And it's an experience her children will probably never forget, and they will embrace it for the rest of their lives, you know. And I think that's missing so much in today's world.
Absolutely. I understand what you're saying. And the one thing about joining the fair right now, even if you only join to watch the fair, as to watch the music that we're going to have and to watch what the other, you know, the demos and the other contributions, the other advantage is that down the line, you'll be able to contribute in so many different ways, and you'll be able to learn in so many different ways. Right now, we're looking at developing some food share tables around the area, and Shannon will talk a bit more about that, I think. We're looking to develop some more recipe-based stuff where people are going to take more of their food that they need to use up, or ways of preserving food or freezing or whatever. There was a long discussion about how to freeze green beans, I can tell you that. We've started a sourdough starter group where people that are using sourdough to start breads are going to be sharing their sourdough or sharing their methods. And that can happen probably around the world because there are so many people that do that. We'll be sharing seeds come in the fall. We're starting to do some talking about collecting seeds. We'll be sharing plants, certainly in the regional area or wherever around, you know, coming up in the fall. We've already shared resources for black dirt and for containers, for container growing. And we've already done plant exchanges. So all of these things will continue all the way through the winter. The main thing that's going to happen is that we're going to be able to join a group that will work with what we need to know and what we need to learn.
Shannon, do you want to talk a little bit about the table, the sharing?
Yeah, absolutely. There was a discussion on the Grow Up Bemidji site the other day. You know, people started talking about, I have a lot of zucchini, or I have a lot of onions, or some squash that people were saying, well, I have too many, and how do I get them to people? And then how can we share this food without, you know, trying to maintain some social distance? And, you know, how do we find the right locations to do that? So it's sort of, long story short, after all this discussion, we just said, you know, let's find sort of semi-public places where people can go and set up a table, or someone can maintain. We ended up putting one. I luckily have a small sort of parking area along my driveway before you get to the house. And we are just north of town on Bemidji Avenue. So my girls and I set up a couple of tables in the driveway, and I don't even know how much stuff we've had already go through. We've had basil go through, and onions and garlic and squash and green beans, potatoes, I think. And we've been taking, you know, we've been trying to kind of keep an eye on it, because this one's real close to the house, at least close enough to see if people are around. But I know there's one in Deb's. There's another one. I'm not sure where that one was. People are sharing information on the Grow Up Bemidji page. For example, Bridget and I are trying, my daughter, are trying to take pictures when there's an update of things out there and sharing it to the page so people know what's available. You know, if people have extra stuff, they drop it off. And if they need a little something, well, it's there for the taking, and we can kind of share the bounty.
That's pretty cool. Is there anything any of you wants to add before we wrap it up?
I wanted to just say again, I'm really grateful to Vivian for doing this. And I understand now that it'll continue on. If you go to the Grow Bemidji site, the fair will happen, but lots of good stuff is going to continue on to that, on that page.
I'd like to say that I really want to thank any musicians ahead of time that would like to join the fair and become part of the, basically the Sunday live fair, live stage experience. I'm hoping that all musicians will be able to post by Saturday the 22nd. If they're going to post or if they're going to do a live feed, would be able to give us an idea of where the link will be for the live feed by then. And I know that I mentioned this a little earlier, but we're going to have marvelous work coming in from Christy, from Jim, from the family band, I think, from Natalie and Sawyer, who everyone knows, from Jane Mickleborough and her family in France, and I'm hoping from a women's group in Uganda. And it's going to be a very broad experience for all of us, and just, it's going to be a blast.
Well, I hope we have a most awesome and creative virtual garden fair. Thanks for talking with me today, all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Vivian Morgan, Shannon Westrum, Marilyn Lee, and Christy Miller. And they were sharing information about the Grow Bemidji Virtual Garden Fair. And as Vivian said, music from Brittany, France, and other places, from Jane Mickleborough and family. Also, reading from Will Weaver is lined up for that fair. And if you'd like more information about Grow Bemidji or the Virtual Garden Fair, search for Grow Bemidji on Facebook. And as we talked about, here is a tune from Jim Miller.